We will go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline and talk to James Rapine. And as a matter of fact, let's go ahead while we playing around. We ain't going to play too long. Let's go ahead and do that. Let's go to that North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. And let's check in with our Indians beat reporter, James Rapine, brought to you by WOW Internet TV and Phone. What's going on, James?
What's up, GV? How you doing?
I'm good, man. The Indians look like they want to keep keeping up with these with these nice with some of the good teams in the league. Yankees in town, another division leading team, and it looks like the Indians rise to the occasion again. What's your thoughts on how they keep stepping up against some of the best teams in the league?
Yeah, I mean, resilient is one word I'd use to describe the Indians right now, because you look at them and you look at this week and what has happened. Obviously, they had the Carlos Carrasco news. They found out right before the Twin series. They take 2 of 3 from the Twins. They take at least 2 of 3 from the Yankees. We'll see if they can complete the sweep today. It's been a complete 180 from what we were dealing with, TB. And I think the key to it has been hitting. I mean, you look at Perez. Roberto Perez has 4 home runs in 4 games, or a home run in each of his last 4 games, 4 straight, which is the longest streak since Mike Napoli in 2016 for the Tribe. You got Oscar Mercado, who's really, really settling in nicely in that second spot in the order behind Francisco Lindor, and that was a weak spot earlier in the year. This team, it's coming together. Now, they still have a long way to go if you look at the standings, 9.5 back from the Twins. But, yeah, it's been a good stretch here for the Tribe.
One of the things that you talk about is Francisco Lindor. He's been playing very well as of late. He's actually on a little bit of a tear. What are your thoughts on what he needs to do? Is it possible that he can move his way into the All-Star game and possibly give the home team something to cheer for as the Tribe is hosting the All-Star game at Progressive Field?
Yeah, I think so. I think he has a shot to certainly be in that mix. He's hitting over 300. He's got 11 or 12 home runs there Lindor on the season. And when you look at, obviously, he dealt with injuries at the start. So, yeah, I think he has a shot to certainly be in that mix. And, obviously, as far as talent goes, there's no one better than Francisco Lindor. Some of the defensive plays he's made over the past few days have been exceptional. I mean, the play he made today, Sunday, the days go together. They just all string together for me. But there was a play he made, I believe it was on Friday night, a backhanded play. He flips it to Kipnis, and it was just – it was insane. So, I mean, he's one of a kind. He's Frankie. Cleveland loves him. Obviously, fans love him. And it would be great to see him in the All-Star game. He's certainly deserving. When you look at numbers, though, it'll come down to numbers, and we'll see if he can get in. As far as talent goes, I think he should be in the mix and is deserving of a bid. And he's certainly – on a hot streak. If you can get a few more home runs, I think he'll certainly be in that mix for an All-Star game.
Talking to Indians beat reporter James Rapine on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. One of the people and individuals who is not tearing the ball off, tearing the cover off the ball and is struggling still is Jose Ramirez, man. I mean, right now, you know... It's, you know, 4 home runs right now. It's looking really rough for him right now in terms of that. When you look at this guy, and we talked, I think, a couple of weeks ago, and I said, when are you going to be really, really panicked? And you said, I'll give him a couple weeks until the end of June to see when he's going to actually start, you know, really panicking. Has that kind of set in a little early for you?
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it, actually. I turned to someone yesterday, GV, another media member, a few of them, and I was like, man, who would have thought coming into the year that you would trust Roberto Perez at the plate more than Jose Ramirez? But that's where we're at. And it looked like Jose, a couple series ago, was starting to string together some decent at-bats. His average got up to around 211. It started to feel like maybe he was going to come out of it. And instead, he's went in the tank these past couple of series, the past 6 games. Average now below the Mendoza line, below 200. So it's tough. He's sixth in the order today. which is the lowest we've seen him all year. He's kind of settled into that five spot, but Terry Francona moving them down to six. So it's really a tough thing because people can easily – it's much easier said than done to send him down to the minors or to do this or to do that or move, bat him ninth. It's Jose Ramirez, right? Like, at some point you expect him to come out of it. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem like it, and you really wonder, what is he? Now you think big picture, a contract that looked like a steal for the Indians over the next couple of years and a bargain and someone that they could build around. Is he that piece? Is he that? Or now are they going to look at this deal and kind of look at it as a bad contract in a year or two? So I don't want to get ahead of myself, but it's been a rough stretch here for Jose Ramirez dating back to the middle of August of last year.
When you look at the Indians moving forward, you know, the Twins are obviously leading the division. You know, they've been teeter tottering between a 9-game lead, between 8 and 10 game lead. What do you think is going to take for the Indians to possibly catch them, or are you totally out of the realm of possibility of catching the Twins, and are you of the thought process that you're strictly looking at wild card right now?
No, I mean, I think I get why people are only talking wild card. It's silly to speculate and really focus on the division when you're 9.5 games back and they've been as much as 11.5 back, right? It's tough when you look at it from that perspective. That being said, it's a really long year. And the Indians, not to make excuses, and I get people are down on them for what they did in the offseason or didn't do in the offseason, but they've had injuries. Mike Clevenger, Corey Kluber, Trevor Bauer struggled. We talked about Jose Ramirez. They've had things happen that no one really planned on, no one really expected, and we're sitting here talking about them at 33 and 31. What happens when the Twins have injuries? What happens when the Twins start to struggle? Baseball's a long season. So I think this idea that it's done, no, it's June, all right? It's just weather. It's finally shorts weather here in Cleveland. Baseball isn't over yet. They're in second place. I certainly am not confident they're going to win the division, but I wouldn't completely rule it out just because they have plenty of time. They've won it 3 straight years. And on paper, if they can get everybody healthy, they can certainly string together some wins. And we've seen it here this week. They've won 4 out of 5. They'll look to make it 5 out of 6 today with Shane Bieber on the mound.
And really quickly here, when you're looking at the pitching staff, this team is predicated on pitching. It's predicated on the pitching staff. What pitcher or what's your main concern going into the All-Star break? Is it injuries and getting people back? Would you say it's the inconsistency with the bullpen, or would you say it's maybe fixing some of the mechanics with say someone like Bauer?
Yeah, as far as the pitching goes, I think that's the biggest surprise. Injuries happen. Corey Kluber gets injured, kind of a fluke thing. Even Clevenger's injury, very rare to have that type of injury with a pitcher. So it's one of those things, you can't plan on it, it happens. Surprising. The thing that needs to change is Trevor Bauer. You know, they need him to be an ace. They need him to, and it's starting to come together. For as bad as the numbers look, he has pitched better the past couple of outings, but they do need him to be dominant. So I think that's the key. I mean, if they are going to catch the Twins, if they are going to make a legitimate playoff push, they're going to have a lot of ground to make up, and they do that by stringing together a bunch of wins. And the only way this team is going to do that, because, yeah, they're hot right now at the plate and they're hitting home runs, it's not always going to be the case. They're going to go cold. And when they go cold, they have to be able to rely on those arms like they have in years past. So I think it's Trevor Bauer. I think they need to get him, and it's easier said than done right now because he's had a tough 6 weeks, but get him to that all-star level so he can help carry this team. So if there was one concern pitching-wise, I think the bullpen's done well. I think the young pitcher, Zach Plesac, has pitched well, obviously, since they promoted him. They've made their due, but they need their stars to be stars, and Trevor Bauer's the top of that list.
All right, James Mend, we'll talk to you later, and we'll listen to you and check you out on 92.3thefan.com.
GB, you're the man. I appreciate you having me. Enjoy your Sunday, okay?
All right, no doubt. That is Indians beat reporter James Rapine on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And that Indians update was brought to you by WOW Internet TV and Phone.